Hi, I'm Mary Manso from Pathways Consulting Group. Women in Technology, where are you? Ada Lovelace, born in 1815, developed an algorithm for a computer that didn't exist, and some would say she was the first computer programmer in theory. Hedy Lamarr, a screen actor from the 1920s, conceptualized the idea of frequency hopping. Her legacy lives on in the world of wireless technologies. Dr. Erna Hoover, born in 1926, invented a telephony switching program. Her 1971 patent for this technology was among one of the first software patents ever issued. The women were visionaries and problem solvers. They changed the direction of technology as we know it today. But with so many examples of strong women influencing technology, why are there such a depletion of women in this space? In the mid-80s, women made up 37% of computer science degrees. Today, women only make up 20%. Additionally, they make up less than 20% of U.S. tech jobs. In 2018, only 23 women headed the nation's 500 largest corporations. Even with my business, we're having challenges finding women candidates for tech roles. And one of our offices is located near some of the greatest universities in the country. Of all the job fairs we participated in over the course of the last few years, the resume collection from women, zero. So why does this matter? Women are excellent problem solvers, awesome at multitasking, and incredible relationship builders. Women trust their intuition and are persuasive. Women seek challenges and are equality-minded. Studies show when men and women working together successfully, the result is a more innovative workplace. Let's face it, innovation in technology is critical. Stay tuned for my segment next week that addresses the steps to help closing the gap. You can reach me at mary@pathwayscg.com.